Alma chapter 35. All the missionaries that were amongst the Zoramites then go over to the land of Jershon. Remember, that's where the people of Ammon live, and they have a conference and talk over what they've done. And while they're gone, the Zoramite leaders become angry because they say that the words that have been taught to these people destroys their craft. Now I have to say, what craft is that? Well, that's the craft that they're upheld above the poor, and that they can, they therefore can receive the not only the monies of the poor, but the poor have to do what they say, and basically it means that they no longer get to lead the poor, and why? Because the poor have been taught to follow Christ, and they find out that the true leader is Christ, and that's what was preached here. That's as clear that that's what was preached. And so, therefore, what craft was lost was their craft that they said to follow them. And we have to say that's even as today. It's amazing how men continue to want to say, follow men, and they don't teach you how to follow Christ, which is what is told over and over again in the Book of Mormon. Well, then, in verses 4 through 6, all those leaders sneak around and through their secret combinations, they get the names of all those who believed, and they cast them all out. Well, they just wanted to cast them all out, and I guess hoping they would be devoured by beasts or something, but they just go over to the land of Jershon also. Well, the Zoramites begin to threaten the people of Ammon, and that doesn't matter to the people of Ammon. They're not afraid of the Zoramites. They're afraid of their Lord, and so they continue to administer to these people, and they give them according to their wants. Now, that is so important that it's not their needs. At best today, we take care of the bare necessities or needs of the poor. That's not the way righteous people did. Remember, who has been set up as the righteous people in the land? It's the people of Ammon. It wasn't the Nephites. It never was the Nephites. We saw that clearly, that they were the most righteous in the land, just like the people who came with Alma in the beginning were the most righteous at his time. And these were the ones who were set as a great example. And what do? They give according to their wants. Whatever they need, not only what they need, their wants, meaning their security, their lives, meaning they actually want to have a home, they'd want to have good clothes, they'd want to begin to study that. It's not, we're not talking about greed and things, we're talking about the things that a person would want to have a decent life. And so they share with them what they have. In fact, we see that the after the Zoramites in verse 10-11 join with the Lamanites and begin to cause a war to come on them. Again, let me just diverse enough to say, notice that it's really never the Lamanites are the instigator of this war. It's always the dissenters from the Nephites, and what dissenters? Those that are anti-Christ. So this is always an anti-Christ issue, and it again tells us sooner or later, if you're anti-Christ, you don't accept Christ, and are followers of men and so forth, that you will soon be it'll begin to anger you. The devil will figure out how to anger you against those who are for Christ. Well, it then says that when they're about to come to war, that the people of Ammon leave Jershon to go to another place of protection, and they give the lands. And now notice this, their lands, their homes, their buildings, everything, they give those to the people who are driven out. And do they take great credit for that? No, they just want to go to be protected. That's where the Lord sent them to go, and that's fine for them to go build another place. I mean, that's just their life. It doesn't matter. Their property had no meaning to them. And the people who are driven out from Zoramites, they're happy to get it. In fact, then it says that this was an inheritance to them. An inheritance from who? An inheritance from God. And it tells you very clearly that the people, the true followers of Christ, will be given an inheritance of land. And we begin to see here again that that's what we give the poor. That's what we're to do if we're the true followers of Christ and are truly are a people of Christ, built his kingdom or built his church, then we would create a place where we could give an inheritance of land to the poor and to those in need who were, as it says here, who were repentant and wanted to come unto the Lord. We would take them unto us, and we would give them some land. And we don't treat our poor like that today. We don't give them anything but more poverty and continue to support the system in keeping them down. Well, in at the end it then says that war begins, and this is due to the hardness of the Nephites. So there's still problems amongst the Nephites. They don't want to continue on, as these last few chapters have explained. They don't want to continue on in their faith in Christ, and they just wanted to have repent of a little bit, have the word a little bit, grow a little bit in faith, and then they wanted to stop. And so it went in vain, and they became hard, meaning they didn't continue to receive the Spirit and grow, and so they were hard, and Alma went out to try to preach to them, and they would not listen to him anymore, and so therefore they were going to receive this destruction to wake him up, even as today. We do not want to listen to President Benson. We have not wanted to listen to him. We've shut him off. We went to other leaders that will tell us more flattering things, and they will not follow President Benson and the things that he told us over the in the 3 years before he went senile. And obviously the Lord is in control of the physical body, and he wouldn't be senile if it wasn't the Lord wanted to shut him up, because the people would not listen to him. And again, we get another sign that we've already mentioned before, a sign over and over again that we can expect war and destruction to be coming our way because we have put off the Spirit of Jesus Christ.